Good morning, my friend. Hope you're doing well. It is Sunday morning, super early, dark outside. Yesterday was a crazy day in the college football world. I hope your team won. But there were some notable upsets and some disappointing games yesterday. So it was fun. Had a pretty good day. Had to spend about 3.5 hours in the hospital, but the rest of the day got to be home with the family, and it was great. Today we're going to do a little quiet time around the idea of mistakes. If we're making 30 good decisions in September, one of the best decisions that you can make is to learn how to give yourself some grace when you keep making the same mistakes over and over. God certainly does. So here's a quiet time we did a while back. I'm going to have a Sunday morning quiet time with you regarding just how we handle mistakes and looking at it from God's lens. And I think it'll be helpful because you got to make a decision that you are going to make mistakes. And when you do you just keep giving in and falling into the same patterns over and over? Or do you reset and refocus and try to look at things in a little different way? So not to have shame and anxiety over it, but to actually have some opportunity to make positive change that'll help you be less likely to make those same mistakes again in the future. Here's a great quiet time conversation about that with some music. And as always, Lisa is going to tell us how we can start today.
Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com. And if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends about it. If you tell 2 or 3 friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
Hearing from some folks that, you know, they're trying and they keep falling back into the same patterns of mistake, the same mistakes over and over that they've been making. So we just want to spend a little quiet time here focusing on how God approaches us when we keep making the same mistakes over and over. First of all, Colossians 3:13 says, be kind to yourself and be kind to each other, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave, so also should you. And then include yourself. So Colossians 3:13 is a license to forgive, is a mandate to forgive other people since you've been forgiven, but also a license to forgive yourself. If you're making mistakes, acknowledge it, acknowledge what's going on, and just try to refocus, but don't beat yourself up. Nicole Malachowski said on my podcast yesterday, the runway behind you is of no value to you, friend. So if you made a mistake yesterday, you know what? You can't fix that now. You can go, if you need to apologize to somebody or make something right, you can do that. If you need to repent or confess a sin, you can do that. But you can't live in the shame and blame and, you know, just beating yourself up for whatever happened yesterday. You get to change it and move forward, right? So it's not about a mistake-free life. It's about getting your head on straight about how to fix these things going forward so they get better, right? So the idea that we want to spend just a minute today is quit looking backwards and start looking forward, okay? I played you Tommy Walker's song Forward the other day, but we're going to have to repeat that today. But there's a wonderful song from Unspoken, a great band, Unspoken, that I like a lot. A song that they wrote called Mistakes. And we'll just play that today and get a little perspective on making mistakes. But I just want you to stop beating yourself up so much. One of the things that causes us to fall back into repetitive patterns is that we have a sense of giving up. Like, I just can't seem to make this change, so I might as well just acquiesce to it, right? Can't stop drinking, so I might as well just drink. That's not the idea. The idea is press in, acknowledging your mistakes, and look forward and ask God to give you the strength. I can do all things through him who gives me strength, right? That's Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. So yeah, if you've made a mistake, if you've already fouled up your first week of November, guess what? Today's a new day, friend. You're not defined today by what you did yesterday. You're not. Change your mindset and don't give up. Don't give in. You can yield to overcome. You can say, yes, this happened. I need to stop fighting against the reality of that it did happen. I need to reset my mind and focus on going forward. So maybe I can overcome with God's help whatever this situation is that I have been held back by. And Hebrews 12 says, cast off everything that hinders, right? Cast off the things that are entangling you, friend. And it's time to just move forward. So yeah, we're going to make mistakes. Yes, you might have messed up yesterday, but you don't have to mess up today. And you don't have to give in and be negative about the idea that you never seem to be able to make progress, because you can. The most important part is to change your mind about it, to stop thinking it's impossible or insurmountable for you to go 30 days without drinking alcohol, for example, because you don't have to. You just have to go today. And you don't even have to go today because you're probably not going to drink in the morning. So you don't have to worry about the morning. You're probably not going to drink if you're at church. You don't have to worry about that. Probably not going to drink if you're, you know, driving to town this afternoon. It's probably tonight around 5 or 5:30 or 6 or 7 or whatever your habit is that kicks in. So you really just have to deal with that period of time, right? So go for a walk. Call your friend. You know, do something different. Shake up your routine. Don't fall back into that same pattern that's creating the opportunity for you to easily make that same mistake again. Just change your mindset. Change your mindset about it, and it'll be okay. Father God, please give us today a new set of eyes to see that, yes, we make mistakes, but you've already forgiven them. Yes, we make mistakes, but you knew that day was coming, so we shouldn't be ashamed of it because you paid for it. You were willing to come and die for us, to wipe out that sin that you knew we were going to commit. Was that valuable to you? You spread your arms out wide and you laid down for us because you love us. And we know you love us. So help us today not to be filled in our heads with the voice of the enemy telling us that, yes, we made this mistake again, so that means we're defined by it and we can never change it. Because we know that all things are possible because you will give us the strength, Father. So help us to refocus and reset our minds today and aim ourselves forward and forget that runway behind us because it's of no value to us. And help us to run with perseverance the race marked out before us, Father. And for my friend who's struggling with this same pattern of behavior or the same issue or same mistake that they just can't seem to shake today, Father, give them a new set of eyes on it. Help them to break the problem down into bites they can handle, not feel like they have to eat the whole elephant all at once. Father, give us strength, give us endurance, give us peace, give us hope. We desperately need it. And let us listen to this song, Unspoken, from Unspoken, called Mistakes. And let's just worship you, the God who can write a new story, have your life story be written out by how Jesus helped you break that chain and how today was the day that you drew a line in the sand and you said, I'm starting today.
Sometimes it feels like I'm defined by them. All of the evidence stacked against me. All of the fingers are pointed at me. I can't deny it. All of my mistakes woven through my story. All the mess I make, God, use it for your glory. Every wrong turn, it's true. Let me right here to you. I may lose my way. Nothing's greater than your grace. Not even my mistakes. Not even my mistakes. I hunger to be holy, but I still wrestle with the old me. You know who I am, who I'm becoming. Through all the dirt and the stains, you love me. I can't deny it. All of my mistakes woven through my story. All the mess I make, God, use it for your glory. Every wrong turn, it's true. Let me right here to you. I may lose my way. Nothing's greater than your grace. Not even my mistakes. Oh,
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com. drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.